podcast series, It Starts at Home, Episode 4, Part 2, External Factors. Societal influences, political policies and legislation, culture shifts, individual human behaviors and actions are all examples of external factors that bring together or break apart the nuclear family. This series is on how responsible parenting influences and raises respectful and well-mannered children. With that said, there are always external factors that can and do influence family dynamics within any home and family household. An example that I have done research on, and I'm still doing research on, is the 1994 Violent Crime Control and Law Enforcement Act. 1994 Crime Bill Law, that it's commonly referred as, that President Joe Biden, senator at the time, sponsored and pushed into law. Side note, I would discuss politics in a later series. I am only using the 1994 crime bill as an example for this series, specifically for this episode. A loose background of the 1994 crime bill, it was created as a political policy on the agenda of the war on drugs of the 1980s and 1990s. Proven data shows that the 1994 crime bill disproportionately targeted the American black communities nationwide, as drugs in general were massively used in minority communities. Separately, only item I will share in this episode, as I will discuss this in a later series, it is my firm belief that the 1994 crime bill created the foundation of the systematic racism that is thriving today, thanks to Joe Biden. Continuing on, how does that relate to the nuclear family? As in Episode 2, Part 1 and Part 2, young boys and men are influenced by fathers in the household. If fathers are removed from families and households in general, proven data shows that boys and young men are higher risk of criminal activity. For this episode, specifically drug use. The rabbit hole goes deep on this topic, and I will share my own research in a Patreon episode. If you're interested in listening, please consider subscribing to my Patreon to help this podcast grow and build a community of critical thinkers together. I also ask of you to share my podcast with anyone whom might be interested to listen on my in-depth research on these topics. It's by word-of-mouth referrals from you that help this podcast grow. On the surface level, in this episode, criminalizing of the drug users removed fathers and father figures from families and households. Good men, bad men, drug users in general were incarcerated and were turned into criminals. How does that affect the nuclear family? It essentially destroyed the nuclear family households in one generation. On the flip side, positive and good external factors, such as promotion of work performance, strong family values, life changes of growing family, more children and or siblings, build strong family relationships and bring stability to a household. Since that time, 2 to 3 generations of offspring have come into society, a society of fatherless children. Again, I reference Episode 2, Part 1, as these are proven studies that show how detrimental fatherless homes can and have been to a child's upbringing. Other factors include any childhood trauma from the fatherless homes that influences the child's parenting as adults themselves of the next generation. With the rise of fatherless homes, various new relationships, good and bad, influence a child's upbringing and influences their own parenting into what we have today. I actually listened to another podcast on generation reproduction replacement, and the podcast creator explained, if certain traits and experiences, an analogy of a cooking recipe, aren't properly passed down by the third generation, the recipe itself is lost by the fourth generation, i.e., humanity collapses by the fourth generation. So how does that relate to fatherless homes? Well, from above, 2 to 3 generations of offspring has come into society since the 1994 crime bill and we are witnessing in real time the complete destruction and chaos of fatherless children in schools and society, open and unchecked criminal activity. In other words, we are one generation away from a complete societal collapse. So where do we go from here? Continue to episode 4, part 3, on restoring family values and rebuilding the nuclear family. If you found this episode meaningful, please continue to listen to my next episode as I dive deeper and research further to share my knowledge with you. Thank you.